Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the 80 International Venice Film Festival. I'm Ilaria Gomarasca, and I'm here today with Ibrahim Nashat and Shane Boris, director and producer of Hollywood Gate. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
So the film is screening out of competition in Venice, and you, Ibrahim, you actually followed for 1 year the Taliban after the American left Afghanistan, and you're exploring the Hollywood Gate, which is a base, a military base with over $7 billion of military equipment, which are now literally in the hands of the Taliban. So the first question, of course, it's how did you get access to film the Taliban, and why did they trust you?
Trust is a big word. I don't think they ever really trusted me, but they allowed me and with a lot of skepticism around it. And my religious upbringing and my work in journalism for over 10 years, filming with world leaders has allowed me to believe that I could convince them with who I am. And I went there, and the moment we got there, I discovered that they were interested more in the fact that I filmed with world leaders, and they didn't really care about my background. And at that moment, they were really acting like they are open to the world, and they're gonna leave the women have their own freedom, and they will make an inclusive government, and a lot of things that are not of their true color. And that's how I got in the beginning. But the hardest part was not actually getting in, although it was really hard with a lot of suffering and so many stories, of course. But the hardest part was actually keeping the access, because this was an endless process that kept going until the last day, because the whole system was being built in a very chaotic way, and every other day they would change the whole system, and you have to go again from the beginning of trying to keep that access. But what is happening to the Afghans, and seeing the people of Afghanistan every day in the street, and the situation that they are facing, was the reason why I kept going on.
Yeah, talking about this, I was so curious to know, how was your life in Afghanistan when the camera was turned off?
When you do documentaries, you know that you have to be kind of non-existent if you want to do like this kind of observational films in a foreign place, and you're surrounded by the people of that place the whole time. So I had from the beginning to put my mindset in the fact that I am now no one, and I just need to fly on the wall, and my needs and my personal requirements, let's say, are non-existent. And you keep going with that by staying basically silent and not trying to get into any conversation. Taliban thinks I'm someone that doesn't talk almost.
Shane, are you planning to show the film in the US, maybe through festivals? And if yes, what do you think the reactions will be?
Yeah, tomorrow we screen. We have our North American premiere at the Telluride Film Festival. And, you know, for both myself and fellow producer Odessa Ray, we joined Ibrahim and our other producer, Talal Durki. For me, I was in college when the war in Afghanistan began, and it was a deeply transformative experience for me to hear words like collateral damage being thrown around. I felt a very deep sense of compassion for the suffering that would be inevitable in a war that I thought would just be, the hope was that it would just be 1 or 2 years, but it was a 20-year war, following another 20-year war, and the suffering is just so so deeply felt that I think the people in the United States will look at this film and hopefully better understand what is happening in Afghanistan and not forget what is happening there.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ibrahim Nashat. Thank you, Shane Boris, for Hollywood Gate. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.